With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has wrapped up a five-day visit to Scotland. During a meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Monday, the president raised pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over a worsening hunger crisis in Gaza. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Starmer has announced the UK will recognize a Palestinian state in September. That's unless Israel agrees to a ceasefire and moves toward peace. A man from Las Vegas with a documented mental health history shot and killed four people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
No words can describe this act of evil, a man who takes the life of others who are innocent. And no words can fill the void that has been left by this tragedy. Our hearts break for the families and friends of the victims. We pray for the swift and safe recovery of the injured.
The mayor says the man was trying to target the headquarters of the National Football League, but took the wrong elevator. House Speaker Mike Johnson dismisses a discharge petition from Representatives Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna that is designed to force the release of more files on Jeffrey Epstein.
The duo's bill is reckless, Johnson told NBC's Kristen Welker on Meet the Press, and it would force the DOJ and FBI to release information he said that was not even credible enough to be entered into the court proceedings. Johnson said, quote, I agree with President Trump, with the Department of Justice, with the FBI, that you need all credible evidence and information out there. That word credible is important. Why? Because you must protect innocent people's names and reputations whose names might be intertwined into all these files. Johnson says the bill from the two lawmakers was not why he adjourned the House a day earlier than planned. He said the maneuver was necessary because of Democrats seeking to force Epstein votes in the House Rules Committee. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Wall Street is in the red, the Dow dropping 176 points. This is SRN News. Kaiser Permanente will stop doing sex change operations on children.
The healthcare giant makes the announcement under pressure from the Trump administration, which is threatening to withhold federal funding for any organization that performs such operations on boys or girls under the age of 18. However, Kaiser says it will continue to administer puberty-blocking hormones to kids who are trying to live as the opposite sex. Kaiser is just the latest in a growing number of healthcare providers that are pulling back on transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates pointing to the weekend attack by Muslim terrorists on a church in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They say it illustrates the growing problem of Islamic terror in the sub-Saharan Africa region, where large percentages of the population are Christian. Members of the Allied Democratic Force kill scores of worshipers at that church in eastern Congo on Sunday and another five in a nearby village. This is SRN News. Almost a year's worth of rain has unleashed flooding and landslides that washed away cars, forced evacuations, and knocked out power around the Chinese capital. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing.
Heavy rain has led to flooding right across northern China, with around 40 major rivers breaking their banks. The worst hit area in terms of deaths has been in the mountains around Beijing. Officials have said that around 130 villages are without electricity, and rescue teams are using helicopters to reach communities cut off because dozens of roads have become inaccessible. 80,000 residents have already been moved to safer locations, and China's leader said that emergency departments should be preparing for worst-case scenarios.
A ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia appears to be holding as tensions linger. The ceasefire reached in Malaysia under U.S. pressure. More details at srnnews.com.